This is Chairman Dow, the O. Dick Chang Attorney Letter to James Hurt, Attorney at Law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file, period. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Laura Kent, please note the following medical letter, period. Laura is L-A-U-R-A. Last name is Kent, K-E-N-T. On August 22nd, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma. Took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 40-year-old female, height 5'3" tall, weight 180 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a fall injury on or about July 1st, 2022, period. This occurred in the restroom at a Golden Corral restaurant in Greenwood, Indiana, period. The floor was apparently slick, and the patient fell backwards on her back, period. The patient hit her head, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did sustain injury with immediate pain in the mid and low back, radiating down both legs, period. She states that she did have a bump on her head, period. New paragraph. The thoracic pain is described as a burning and stabbing pain, period. It is presently intermittent, approximately 7 hours per day, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the rib area, period. New paragraph. The lumbar pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs to the mid-calf, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen in the emergency room at Community South, period. She had x-rays as well as CAT scan, period. They told her she had several compression fractures, and she was referred to the spine center, period. They started her on medication as well as physical therapy, period. Approximately 1 year later, she had surgery on or about March 27th of 2023, period. She states they replaced discs with a fusion from T3 to L3, period. She also had follow-up physical therapy, and she is presently going to pain management, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient is having problems dressing herself, comma, standing over 20 minutes, comma, walking over 15 minutes, comma, bending over, comma, stretching, comma, lifting over 40 pounds, comma, sleeping, comma, laying on her back, comma, twisting, comma, problems with her balance, comma, dancing, comma, sports, such as football and throwing the ball, comma, sex, comma, yard work, comma, and housework, period. New paragraph. Medications include muscle relaxers, comma, epilepsy medicines, comma, PTSD, as well as depression medicines, comma, and pain medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications as well as pain medicines, comma, stretching exercises, comma, and possible back brace, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for epilepsy, comma, PTSD, comma, depression, comma, and CHF, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals on March 27th, 2023, she had back surgery related to this injury, comma, 2 cesarean sections, comma, 4 ear surgeries, comma, tonsil and adenoid surgery, comma, neck surgery with a C4-5 fusion in 2018, period. Due paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her mid-back in the past period. The patient never injured her low back in the past period. The patient has not had a fall injury prior period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient did fracture her arm as a child, period. In 2018, as mentioned, she had a neck fusion due to assault and battery from a drunk encounter on 2013, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that she is disabled due to epilepsy and CHF. Period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings upon review of records. Period. Orthopedic outpatient provider notes, January 6, 2023. Laura returns to the clinic with persistent, severe, ongoing mid-back pain, period. She describes constant pain, worsened with upright activities, period. She has tenderness and muscular pain, period. She underwent recent capital B, that's MBB. She underwent recent MBB at multiple levels in the thoracic spine, which provided minimum short-term relief, period. Assessment plan is Sherman's, that's S-C-H-E-U-E-R-M-A-N-N'S, Sherman's kyphosis of thoracic spine. We once again discussed the patient's diagnosis as well as treatment options. We discussed the history and exam, period. Another note from orthopedics outpatient provider records, April 12, 2023. It's the first post-op following T4-L3 fusion, period. Assessment is first post-op visit following posterior thoracolumbar fusion, period. Report from orthopedics outpatient note, July 31st, 2022. Laura returns to the clinic for a new injury, period. Reports a recent fall with acute onset of mid-back pain, period. She has been going on several weeks without improvement, period. On physical examination, they documented abnormalities in the thoracic area. The assessment was thoracic spine pain. The concern was for compression fractures, period. Emergency room records, Community South Emergency Department, July 1st, 2022. 39-year-old female presents to the ER complaining of a head injury, period. She slipped and hit her back of her head on the toilet, period. She also hit her back on the floor, is complaining of thoracic back pain going up into her neck and head, period. They documented abnormalities on examination, particularly in the thoracic area. They did a CT of the thoracic spine, indicating compression fracture deformities with up to 20 to 50% height loss at T4, which are likely chronic, period. X-rays of the thoracic spine, two views, age indeterminate, mild superior end plate compression fracture deformities of the T3, T4, and T6 vertebral bodies, period. CT of the cervical spine done. Showed no acute fracture or spondylosis, period. Number two, anterior interbody fusion at C5-C6 without evidence of complication, period. CT of the head was negative for acute intracranial findings, period. they state that x-rays of the emergency room physician states x-rays of thoracic spine shows age, indeterminate compression fractures of T3, 4 and T6, period. CT scan demonstrates compression fractures, but does not state they are likely chronic, period. Patient states she does not have a history of thoracic trauma and is currently tender in these areas, period. Follow up with her orthopedic surgeon and neurologist for further evaluation and management, period. Clinical impression, number one, fall. Number two, compression fracture of the thoracic vertebra, unspecified thoracic vertebral level, initial encounter, period. Records from the emergency room department, community hospital, July 14th, 2022, 39-year-old female with past history of anxiety, depression, PTSD, seizures, who presents to the emergency room department for thoracic back pain, period. She slipped and fell approximately 2 weeks ago and was evaluated at that time and was found to have compression fractures, period. Patient has an appointment with neurosurgeon in 1 week from today, period. Abnormalities documented on physical examination, period. New paragraph. After review of all her medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandela, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall of July 1st, 2022 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 43-centimeter large vertical scar from the upper thoracic to the lower lumbar area, surgical in nature, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical and thyroid area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the thoracic area was abnormal with paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was diminished strength in the thoracic area, period. There was diminished range of motion as well as palpable tenderness, period. Range of motion was diminished by flexion by 22 degrees, extension by 18 degrees, side bending on the left by 20 degrees, and 16 degrees on the right, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 72 degrees right and 86 degrees left, period. Examination of the lumbar area was unremarkable with diminished strength and tenderness, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve. Lumbar range of motion was diminished by flexion 34 degrees, extension 8 degrees, side bending on the left by 16 degrees, and 10 degrees on the right, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right Achilles reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was normal sensation in the legs and feet, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, thoracic trauma, strain, pain, and compression fractures at multi-level levels, period. Number two, lumbar trauma, strain, pain, and radiculopathy, period. Number three, diagnoses one and two above, contributing to the T4-L3 fusion surgery and decompression, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury of July 1st, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA in reference to the thoracic area utilizing Table 17-3, the patient qualifies for a 6% whole body impairment period. In reference to the lumbar area utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has an 8% whole body impairment as a result of the fall of July 1st, 2022 period. These impairment ratings would have been higher if not for her past spinal disease and past medical history period. As the patient ages, she will be much more vulnerable to arthritis in the thoracic and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses would be additional physical therapy at a cost of $1,800, period. Ongoing medications of a generic nature for the remainder of her life would be $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace would cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. Injections in her thoracic and lumbar region would be $2,500, period. The patient needs specialty shoes for balance issues at a cost of $200, which would need to be replaced approximately every 2.5 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Jerry Mandel, deal, end of dictation.